This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The website music station Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is author Kirti Vergandi. She has a brand new book called Unleashing Eternity. Kirti, thank you for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
It's going good, Zach.
And, you know, I'm excited to talk about this brand new book. Tell us and everybody listening all about Unleashing Eternity.
Unleashing Eternity is basically an anthology of poems. Because I've been an introvert all my life, the only way I could communicate with myself was writing up. And then I saw people liking it. And then that's what I thought. I'll put it into a book so that I can forever remember it.
And, you know, when did you start getting into writing poems?
When I was pretty young, probably around 6 or 7 years.
Well, what was your influence by it? Like, why poems? Why not just, like, short stories?
I just don't know, because I felt too connected with the poems, because they have too much of deep meaning into them, and probably that make me realize something more better.
Is it kind of like a stress reliever for you, you know, to write out your thoughts like this in a poem?
Yes.
And now you've released your book. It's called Unleashing Eternity for everybody to read. It's on Amazon. Before we were on the air here today, you were telling me that your father loves everything about the cover, but nothing about the book. Can you explain why?
I'm pretty sure my father has not read it. Yeah. But then he's really proud because I've written a book. The only thing he's proud about me is for the book. Because he's a huge bibliograph and he loves reading books. And probably seeing your daughter name in the bookshelf is something he's dreamt.
Well, that's great. No, I'm glad he at least appreciate it. But when is he going to read it?
I don't know.
Are you going to give him a copy of it?
He already has a copy of it, and he probably goes near every random person and tells, you know, my daughter wrote this.
But he hasn't read it yet, right?
Yeah, he hasn't read it.
Well, I would love to know why. I mean, does that bother you? I would be so upset. I'd be like, what the hell? Read the damn book. I get it. I love you promoting it for sure, but like, read the book.
Yeah, probably. I guess it's not too much into poems.
Fair enough. So tell me, you know, what can we expect in this book, you know, about the poems? Do you have a favorite poem in the book?
Everything about the book is favorite. I mean, everything about the book is my baby, something which has come deep from my heart. Like, I've been through a lot of things in my life, mental health related issues, happiness issues, but everything. And from everything, this comes out.
Well, I'm glad to hear, you know, you've kind of put it out on the table too for everybody to read and pick up. Was that nerve-wracking for you to write all this stuff and publish it out there, or was it a relief?
It was a relief.
Tell us a little bit more why.
Because there were many things which happened in my life. I was affected with PTSD. I was affected with depression and stuff. The only way I could communicate out my feelings was writing.
So tell us about the PTSD. You know, where did that stem from?
Probably 3 years down the lane, I had an accident. It was a major accident and I had a head injury. So I had to undergo a brain surgery. Mm. And everything after the brain surgery just changed. It changed my appearance. I got inferiority complexes. I didn't have any friends to talk with. It was only my family supporting me, especially my mom and brother.
But then you pushed through it though, you know, and you pushed through it through writing. When did you kind of use that as therapy?
The whole thing of releasing a book started when I was undergoing PTSD. So that's when I started writing it. That's when I released it.
And, you know, now that you're still, you know, kind of, you're still suffering through this too, you know, are you always writing? Are you continuing to write, or are you focusing on kind of getting this book out there right now for everybody to read?
I'm probably focusing on both of them because I'm still writing on my second book.
And what's the second book going to be called, if you have an idea about it?
It's a psychological thriller.
Oh, very cool. Wow, that's a very big difference from going from this to that. Why a psychological thriller?
Because I know how underrated being affected, I'm like being psychologically ill is. Mm-hmm. People don't understand it.
Well, tell us for those who don't understand it. You know, what should we understand about it?
The only thing I would tell people is just be kind.
Be kind.
There's too much of hate in this world. There's too much of abuse in this world. There's too much of illness in this world. It's just be kind to the other person you meet.
Yeah.
Because you don't know. Being little kind can just make a whole difference in their day. Probably their whole life.
Yeah, I agree completely. I think there's too much hate in this world, and we need to be a little more kinder to people. And that's 100%. I agree with that. Too much to even fathom. The book again is called Unleashing Eternity. It's a poem book. Where can we find the book, and where can we find you on social media?
On social media, I'm on Instagram, and my handle is called nonsane_20. And you can find the book on Amazon.
That's amazing. Well, again, the book is called Unleashing Eternity. Kierti, thank you so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. Best of luck with everything. And good luck with everything about the book. And I hope you feel better about everything that you've been through, too.
Sure. Thank you.
Anytime. The Webzit Music Station, Z Radio Live, back with more Zach Feldman Show after this.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.